Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Kellner. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Alex Kellner. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The first baseman, Harry Simpson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Joost. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Boone applying the tag. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly takes first base on ball four. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Philly moves to third. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Hegan to Avila covering second. The throw back to home, and Philly is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel strikes out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a line drive into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Joost is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallow strikes out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dobie who is chasing the ball. Philly reaches third base with a triple. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zerniel takes first base on ball 4. Fain moves to second. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Hitchcock reaches second base with a double. Philly scores. Fain scores. Zerniel moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Zerniel scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Athletics. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-1 in the game. Tipton hits a pop-up towards first. Simpson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mitchell for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. Simpson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kellner hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 2 in the game. Vallow hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby strikes out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Kennedy moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Kellner covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Simpson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Philly for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Zerniel hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Astroth now catching. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain juggles the ball. That's an error on Fain. Mitchell moves to second. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Astroth for a passed ball. Mitchell moves to third. Avila moves to second. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 2 in the game. Simpson hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. Avila moves to third. It's 3-1, Athletics. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0 for 2 in the game. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Boone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan strikes out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a line drive into left field. Mitchell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mitchell. Joost moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 3 in the game. Vallow hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Philly hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Fain strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 3 in the game. Simpson hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Zerniel strikes out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Hitchcock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hitchcock. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Hitchcock steals second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0 for 1 in the game. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 3 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo. Doby reaches second base with a double. Rosen moves to third. Milt Nielsen pinch hits for Bob Kennedy. Bob Hooper now pitching. Milt Nielsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nielsen hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boone hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.